Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a hard-fought weekend against the Minnesota Gophers last weekend. Unfortunately, 2-1 losses. What positives did your team take from those two games?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we just went out and played real hard, competed real hard for, you know, actually over 120 minutes when you count the overtime. So, we went toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the country, and certainly they might have had more shots than we had when you look at both games. But, we played the way we had to play. We did the things we had to do to give ourselves an opportunity. And, you know, first of all, Britt was outstanding. You know, they're a good team. You know, we had chances to score, and you know, their goalie came up with big stops herself. But, you know, the bottom line is we went out and played hard, in what where our focus is on how we play. And that's what I told them. It's not who we play, how we play. And I thought we did exactly what we had to do, and we just came up short.
Taking a look at the last time you guys played St. Cloud State, it was 2-3-1 wins at home back a long time ago, Halloween weekend. These two teams are very different coming into this weekend, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's a long time ago. But, you know, they're a very well-coached team. They work hard. I think the biggest thing is that they're in a position where they're playing for something, and that can be a real motivating factor for any team. You know, they have an opportunity, obviously, to close ground on us, and they want to stay ahead of the teams below them. So, we're going to be in for a real dogfight. This hasn't been an easy place to play in the past. You know, we came in here last year, and I think we split. So, bottom line is we got to come out with the same kind of urgency in our game, play the same way in terms of our battle level, our compete level, playing on our toes. All those things we talk about is going to be really, really important tonight.
Well, I know you reminded your team on the bus before we came into the rink today about how they have a chance at making history. Obviously, one game at a time, but there's a chance this early, going into the last three weekends, that your team could clinch home ice. How much do you think about that going into game one?
Well, you know, it's obviously once the puck drops, you don't think about it at all. It's just really just taking another step as a team. You know, continue to progress, get better. Because we feel we can keep getting better. We don't feel we're playing our best hockey yet. But just wanted to make sure they realize, again, the opportunity. And more so, again, you just came off a weekend playing the University of Minnesota and at home. Real easy to get up for games like that. So now you're coming on the road against a team that's below you. But by no means is this going to be an easy series. And so the message is we need to come and play the same way. It doesn't matter who we're playing. And the opportunity is there. If we can, get after it tonight, get these 3 points tonight, and we'll see what happens after that.
I know a couple of your seniors have had some great success over their careers against the Huskies. Steph Anderson, 5 goals. Both Evan Abilich and Caitlin Tugas with 8 points against St. Cloud State in their careers. I'm sure they're thinking about it because this might be the last time they play here.
Hopefully, yeah. But you know what? Our seniors need to be our catalyst. They need to be our leaders. And I think this group's done a great job all year long of being exactly that. But no question, we need our senior players, our senior leaders to really step forward and bring the effort, because obviously the team is going to follow in their footsteps.
Coach, I know I had a chance to visit with one of your 5-year seniors, Tegan Rose, earlier this week, and of course she's our pregame player profile. What a great story, very inspiring. What does her story and Whitney Wyvoda's and Kristen Huber's mean to this program?
Well, I think, first and foremost, how much love and passion that they have for the game, to go through what they each did in their own cases in terms of suffering a pretty significant injury, and to stick with it and to go through the rehab and obviously there's always going to be that in the back of their mind, could it happen again? And in Tegan's case, wow, I mean, she was told that, if she exerts herself to the point where it could cost her life. So that's in the back of her mind. And then she gets this opinion where, there's a surgery, maybe it can help. And she goes ahead and goes through with it and gets the green light. Just pretty amazing. Again, just how much it means to first and foremost to play this game, I think is stands out. But obviously, their own personal conviction, their dedication, their will to get themselves back, and in Tegan's case, to get herself back to where she can play and contribute to this team is pretty remarkable.
It certainly is. Taking a look back on your record on the road this season, incredible. 8-4 this season on the road. A lot of teams in this league would love to be playing that well on the road. What do you accredit that to?
The group, obviously, certainly goaltending has always been a big part of it. But, you know, this group doesn't really, it doesn't matter where we play or who we're playing against. You know, they're going to have the same mindset, just go out there and compete hard and play 20 at a time. I think that's a real big component. And there's no panic on the bench. And in games we've gotten down, they just keep battling. And that's a great mindset to have. And certainly, again, I'll attribute to the leadership because that's where it all starts. And we've got a great leadership group. They've been through a lot in terms of, having success and not having success. So they know what it takes, and they've realized what it's taken to get to this point. So they'll just mirror that and go out and play that way.
Scouting the St. Cloud State Huskies coming into the weekend, obviously being led by Molly Illikainen, and she's been a power on the offensive side of the game. And Katie Fitzgerald on the defensive side had a great weekend against Wisconsin with 86 saves. Those two of the key players coming into the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Katie Fitzgerald's an outstanding goalie, and she's having a great year. You know, it's just amazing to me sometimes how seniors can suddenly, you know, come to the forefront. And I think in her case, you know, I know she, you know, Julie Friend was maybe the starting goalie for most of her career, and now she's gotten the opportunity to be the number one goalie. And I think she's played every game except maybe one. And, again, she's given her team a chance every time she's, plays, and that's all you can ever ask of a goalie. So she's certainly going to be a key. And, you know, Molly's just a big, strong power forward that's obviously having a real good year and certainly someone that we're going to have to be aware of when she's on the ice.
What's it going to take to beat the Huskies here tonight?
Well, I think really, really important that we have a good start. Kelly, we can't get shocked into playing. We got to come out, be on our toes, play fast. One of our strengths is our team speed, and there's a lot of extra ice out there. Let's take advantage of that by utilizing our team speed. Defensively, we want to be real hard to play against. We want to get the puck moving out of our zone, make good passes, and use indirect passes in the neutral zone because there is so much room out there. Offensively, we want to manage the puck well, cycle when we can, use cutbacks, get to the blue paint, stop, make it uncomfortable for her. A lot of the things that we talk about all the time, but again, it's going to take 20 minutes at a time. Really, really important that we have a good start.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.